You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you haven't done so yet, get out there and try Arby's new brown sugar bacon sandwiches. Their thick-cut bacon just got better with the sweet, crackly glaze of brown sugar. Three new sandwiches for true bacon lovers. Arby's, we have the meats.
Great slogan.
It is great. So we have the meats.
Big fan of that.
You are. Kevin Jones approves of them having the meats. All right. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble, KJ back here with you. So the question we pose and the questions we want your input on at 216-578-0850. That's who's the face of the franchise for the Browns, or you can tweet us, which a lot of people are doing. And also, what are the three things the Browns need to do to make the playoffs this year? Don't say win more games than other people. Like, how do they get to that point in terms of making the playoffs? And then the other thing we asked about right now, and you could call up with this as well, 216-578-0850. If you had to take one receiver in the NFL right now and you have him for the rest of their career, so age does matter, who is it and why?
Odell Beckham Jr. He missed four games last year. I don't have his stats up right now, but he looked like Randy Moss did in 1998. He was taking the league by storm. He said he wasn't 100% healthy.
He's now a little bit banged up again.
He's 23 years old. Yeah, that could be a problem with him. That could be the issue going forward with Odell Beckham. But if I'm starting a team right now and we're taking age into account, I'm taking Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr., okay.
I'll help you out, KJ. He led the league in receiving yards per game last year at 108.8. He still finished 10th in overall receiving yards.
And the Giants went 4-12, too, so his plays didn't end up mattering too much.
I'm torn on this because I want to lean toward – I think Dez Bryant is my pick for this one because he just brings so much to the table and the passion is there. I think I know it may be misplaced right now. Maybe it's going in the wrong direction. But two others I considered. I'll say I considered Julio Jones.
Okay.
But the injuries have just been too much.
Yep.
You worry about that. Another guy I considered, even though he finished 20th in the league last year in receiving, is A.J. Green. I think he's got a lot of good years ahead of him. And, you know, Andy Dalton is a solid quarterback. I'd like to see him with a bigger arm quarterback, a more consistent quarterback. I think he can do bigger things than he already has done. He's got a lot of years ahead of him as well.
One thing with A.J. Green, he gets shut out a lot. Two catches, 4 yards some weeks. So
it's only against Joe Hayden.
Yeah, but I think he's in the argument. I agree with that, Gribble.
I think when I look at this, the first name that came into my mind was Dez Bryant, and I would go with Dez Bryant. He's still young. He has more receiving touchdowns than anybody in the NFL, not named Rob Gronkowski, more than any wide receiver over the last 3 years, as he's tallied up a big 41 during that span. I think that he's dominant. I think he can be physical. I think he can beat you vertically. There's nothing that Dez Bryant cannot do. So he's my choice. Now, a guy that I would consider, which might surprise some people, Julio Jones was the other name that I really gave a lot of consideration to. I think if healthy, Julio Jones is the best receiver in football, but his health has been a deterrent thus far. I'm going to throw out another name just and I obviously didn't select him, but somebody that I gave consideration to, and that's Sammy Watkins. If Sammy Watkins goes, let's say Sammy Watkins goes to the Giants instead of Odell Beckham, Sammy Watkins probably has a pretty darn good year. Sammy Watkins had the best tape of any receiver coming out of college. I think he's just in a horrible situation. And in my scenario, you get to put him with any quarterback you want. You get to do anything. It's not just based on where they are, what they're stuck with.
He's a little small to me to dominate. I guess he's similar size to Odell, but to me on the field.
Odell's smaller.
Yeah, he plays so much bigger, though. It's like a Chad Johnson effect.
Yeah, Odell's 5'11".
Yeah, Sammy Watkins is 6'1", over 200 pounds. Odell Beckham's 5'11", just a shade under.
I wanted to debate this with you guys real quick. Why isn't Dallas paying Dez Bryant? Are they scared about the video coming out? Or is it antics like this with the tweet that he's about himself?
I think they're going to pay him. I think it's a negotiation, and they know they're going to get to a number that is rough, and they got him under a franchise tag. So if they want him for this year, and then they have an option to negotiate again next, they have time.
But if he is clearly the best player in the league, don't you want to reward your players? Don't you want them to feel like, hey, Dallas, we want you here. The fans love you. This organization loves you. I know it's a business, but he's clearly a top three receiver in the league. He's in his prime. He's leading them far into the playoffs. I don't understand it. I really don't.
I think Dallas.
He's going to get paid.
I think they just wanted to take the negotiations maybe a little slower or something because they got him locked up for.
But this can ruin relationships between players in an organization. You can have him saying, you know what, I'm done with Dallas. I don't want to deal with this. I want to go to a place where I'm wanted. I just, when you have a player this good, I don't think it's worth doing these public negotiations. That's just me.
He's going to get paid and he's going to play and it's going to be fine. I think it's all going to work out there. I think Demaryius Thomas in Denver might have a tougher time because I don't know if Denver wants to sink that kind of money into a receiver knowing that the Peyton Manning era is on fumes.
Why do you think none of us considered Demaryius Thomas? Because none of us even really mentioned him. He was second in the league in receiving last year. Well, so I'm just wondering why you guys did not consider him. Because I'll say I don't even consider him because I need to see him prove it without Peyton Manning. I need to see.
I don't know
stuff
that he's
like
fully
that.
Polished. I don't know that he does everything. The guy to me that's surprising none of us mentioned when you think about the fact that he's not the biggest guy, but he led the league in receiving is Antonio Brown. I mean, right. You have to at some point be able to make the case maybe he is the best receiver in football, but I would rather go. I like the size. I like a guy you could just throw it up to. He can win. Interesting for the rookie that's gotten the most mentions other than Odell Beckham was Mike Evans.
Yeah, and he did wonders against the Browns and Buster Screen.
Buster Screen, yeah.
Two touchdowns. He was all over the field. It'll be interesting to see him with Jameis this year, what kind of development those two
have. Yes, he might have the most upside of any of these young wide receivers out there because I think he's still relatively new to football.
He's
raw,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot to even get better at. And he really came on strong there throughout last year. And it was just kind of under the radar because he was on the Bucs and they just weren't winning any games.
Julio Jones, to me, is as dominant as it gets when he's healthy.
Mike Evans, not the best interview.
No, he's not the best interview.
I'll say that, but very good player.
But a lot of people, I would say, of the receivers that aren't coming in their second year, Dez got the most votes. Julio Jones got the second most votes. A.J. Green got the third most. But Odell Beckham was right there. Some people would still take Calvin Johnson. If he was younger, there's no question Calvin Johnson.
Right. I don't know if his heart's in it anymore. Just hearing what I hear from out of Detroit and all the stuff he's been through, going 0-16 and they losing the playoffs to a heartbreaking thing. That guy's been through a lot there in Detroit.
My man Ken Carmen wants Odell Beckham. A lot of people want Odell Beckham. I want to see a little bit more consistency. He is I was very impressed with him playing with a good quarterback. I want to see more. I loved his tape. I liked him. I thought he was a first-round pick last year.
Me too.
And he's been fantastic. There are some guys, though, that come in and have the – I want to see him do it again because that was just – an absolutely sensational year.
But he's going to be able to with Eli. He'll have a proven guy. And
of course.
Second year in that offense, too.
Sammy Watkins has gone from that number one receiver in that class.
Nobody even talks about
him. Now he's going to be under the radar this year. I'll be interested to see. I think he'll be better this year, too.
No chance. I don't think so because their quarterback situation is a mess. A mess. I mean, Vic came on the show, Vic Carucci, and said, I've been to 6 practices. No one's the guy. And there's Matt Castle, Manuel. Tyrod Taylor will start a game for the Bills this year. I'll put money on that.
Yeah, he does not like anybody. Let's get Steve in Akron joining us on the line. What's up, Steve?
How's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing? Steve, if you could take any receiver in the league right now for the rest of their career, who would it be?
Man, you know, that's a really tough question because there's so many good ones out there. You know, Beckham is an obvious good choice. I like Benjamin.
Kelvin Benjamin.
You know, if I had to take one guy right now, though, and you're going to find this really weird, I'd take Gordon, you know,
and keep him clean.
Caveat being, he's got to be straight and he's got to be able to play. But I just love his skill set. I think he's a knucklehead, but I love his skill set.
That 2013 year, I don't know if that's going to be duplicated again. And I'm talking Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon, the way the Browns threw the football that year. Obviously, two great playmakers, but statistics a little inflated, but they put the tape out on the field. Josh Gordon, that was a good call, Steve.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to watch him sitting out like that.
Yes, it is tough. Kevin Beard, our guy, the founder of the Jordan Report, says, give me Dez or give me nothing. I like it. I would say it's probably pretty much a tie between Dez and ODB. Those are
both
consensus.
Two good guys. I take
I'm
either one of them right now.
Again.
And tie-breaking could go to Odell. I mean, Dez has a little bit of a hothead. I think that's why the Cowboys may be a little hesitant in these negotiations. I mean, that whole tape thing with Florio and this tape's going to come out and it's going to be worse than Ray Rice, is that still looming? That got swept under the rug. I mean, that was a huge story 2 months ago. Now where is it?
We don't know. That's a good question. I don't think that has anything to do with it because I think Dez would not be so publicly flexing his muscles and exerting his leverage if he thought that he was going to be in trouble for that.
I think he has lapses of judgment.
I think that's like, I think this is all very calculated. He, from talking to people around that organization, you want a guy like Dez Bryant on your team because of his competitive nature and because he goes out there, he practices hard every day. He gives everything he has to football. He loves football. He's got, he might be a little bit, you know, get into some things that you don't want him
rough
to.
Rough around the edges.
Very well said. But at the same time, he is a guy that's going to bring it every week. I think he's the best receiver in the NFL. For example, if I had one play and I know I got to get a ball to a receiver in the NFL right now for a touchdown, I'm going to Dez Bryant.
I'm going to Julio healthy.
Healthy Julio. Okay. That's fine.
One play, I might be going to Calvin, honestly.
For one play?
Yeah, I think so. Calvin Johnson has proven the one play bit.
Dez made the play and the NFL robbed him of his glory against the Green Bay Packers.
Rules are rules, my friend.
That's a horrible.
Did that rule get changed, by the way? I don't think it did.
I don't think it did.
Yeah.
But linebackers can now wear numbers in the 40s.
Which is nice.
That is nice.
This is my big problem with, and receivers cannot, right?
Receivers are limited to 10 through 19 and 80 to 89.
Right. So how does a show like Ballers have its central character be a receiver wearing number 41?
No, because Ricky Jarrett, I believe is his name in the show, they're like hazing him. He wanted his number 81.
He wanted 18.
Some people have certain practice numbers. D'Angelo Hall had 2 for the Washington Redskins. You can't wear 2 as a corner. So practice, we'll see. But, yeah, you want them to be realistic and give him a real number in that show.
Let me just – he's got to be – it's got to be an 80s.
I think you're already overthinking Ballers.
Ballers is great.
The guy from Hot Tub Time Machine, his name escapes me. But
Rob Corddry's been amazing.
He's fantastic for the show.
Oh, yeah. He's had some of the best moments already in the whole show.
Oh, man.
He is good.
There could be a spinoff of him on a yacht, just him.
It could be. Him, JoJo on his yacht, as he likes to call himself. So an interesting one there. The face of the Browns franchise, we'll talk about that when we come back, but it has been absolutely unanimous thus far on Twitter, and that's not only in my mentions, but also in Adam Kaplan's mentions. So this is your time to get in here, 216-578-0850. Let us know who you believe the face of the franchise is. Looks like if you're starting a team right now, your two wide receivers are Dez Bryant and Odell Beckham. I would like that. Julio Jones getting a lot of love, but Julio Jones, you got to stay on the field a little more. Now, again, we played this game with Jason Gibbs, our producer. What do you think Julio Jones' numbers? You've been looking. What do you think? How many games did he play last year? And what were his numbers? Ballpark.
Jeez. What, he played 10 games at 800 yards?
15 games, 1,593 yards for Julio Jones last year. So that's healthy enough for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the past. I mean, he's been through some wars with those. I think he's got some screws in his feet and things like that. The man did the 40-yard dash with a broken bone in his foot at the combine.
It's 2013 where he played 5 games, but in those 5, he had 580 yards, was leading the NFL in receiving, and 2 touchdowns. He hasn't been a big touchdown guy for whatever reason, though. Only 8 touchdowns in his last 20 games. You compare that to Dez Bryant.
He's got a great last name. He's got a last name set up for success. So
I think you should start going by Julio.
Much love to Julio Jones.
Would you do that? Would you change your name to Julio?
I'm open to changing my name. My name on Instagram is Boogie.
All right, Ryan Conley wants me to mention this because he's tweeted in 3 times now. He thinks Martavis Bryant is the one receiver that he would take in the NFL. Martavis Bryant's got a lot of physical gifts and talent, but
that's someone just trying to be different.
Well, he's also giving a little bit of love to the Steelers. Now, some more Antonio Brown's popping up on the timeline as well. To me, he'd be the ideal number 3. If we're trotting out Dez, Odell Beckham, and Antonio Brown, I'm feeling pretty
good. To
tie
this back to the Browns, there's a player on the Browns who wants to become Antonio Brown, and that's Taylor Gabriel. He's told me this in interviews in the locker room. He looks up to Steve Smith and Antonio Brown, and he put up better rookie numbers than both of those guys combined. So, hey, 4 years from now, we're going to be saying Taylor Gabriel on this list.
He certainly was the star of the offseason, and if we are saying that in a few years, won't it be a glorious thing for all of us and for Taylor Gabriel and for this team? Yes, yes, it will. All right, when we come back, maybe Taylor Gabriel's the face of the franchise. I don't know. It seems unanimous thus far. We'll get your thoughts, 216-578-0850, and we'll read your tweets because many of you guys have one name and one name only at the top of your list as the face of the Cleveland Browns.